Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
What are the top performing tech stocks in the first half of 2023?
I've been waiting for this all week. So the first half of the year, things have done pretty well. NVIDIA up 190%.
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg took out 45. He put back on his 23 jersey. Been in the zone. I can't lie. Meta's up 138%. Tesla's up 113%. Troy, you talked about this one being a stock of the year. Amazon is up 55%. Apple is up 50. Netflix is up 49. Microsoft is up 43. And Google is up 36% for the year as well. So the big message I want to give is, even though there's a lot of discussion week to week, day to day on the news outlets about what companies matter, it's the same 5 to 8 companies that matter the most. And the people that held the most are the ones who end up getting the biggest gains. NVIDIA is one that I was screaming about all last year and top of this year. So for those of you who are still in it, I'm very proud of you. But I think the lesson here is not to try and sector rotate or chase the news that you may see on CNBC. And just to focus on the ones that are producing quality gains and that has an edge in this new generation. Like, the old tech model is over. The social media model is dead. And of course, with the innovation of AI, NVIDIA, AMD are going to be some major players. But if you miss out on those, Apple is still printing 52%. Microsoft is up 43%. Meta has done incredibly well. And of course, Bitcoin has made a great surge as well. I don't know if you want to classify that as tech, but Bitcoin has had a hell of a return this year.
Look, I'm gonna run down some more tech, right? Those are the major players, but there's some other ones inside of tech that are having incredible years. Let's start with cybersecurity. Palo Alto up 83%. Semiconductors, AMD up 76%.
Yep.
Salesforce up 60%. Broadcom up 55%. Fortinet up 54%. Lam Research up 53%. ON Semiconductor up 51%. We're talking about real numbers, right? And so, like, even if you weren't inside of the big core five or six, there were still gains. And we'll talk about another one later on tonight. There's still opportunities for games, right? When we talk about technology and we talk about semis, I mean, we've covered it extensively, and we will continue to. There's places inside. There doesn't have to be a sector rotation every time that you hear that on the news. Like, stick to your script, stick to your plan, and stick to the things you know. Stick to the things you know.
Power systems, they're up 50%. Like, Carnival Cruise Lines, you can bring them up. I'm still not a fan of them, but you can't deny the gains. They've been up, I think, almost 90%. Like, this year was a rebound year. The interesting part is, while all of those are up, the Dow is up 3% for the year.
Right.
Unbelievable. So, like, top of the year, I was saying that we were going to be flat. Dow is relatively flat. The S&P has not moved that much outside of those eight.
I think S&P is up 14%.
Yeah.
14%.
I think it'll pull back maybe August. Mm-hmm. Something, not a lot, but it's really interesting that the Dow has not moved, but that's because of the weighting, how the Dow is constructed, that they haven't had more gains. And I think at some point that needs to change.
Yeah. And then we got NASDAQ, I think, up 27%.
NASDAQ is cooking.
Yeah, NASDAQ.
Two tech, two index, no stress.
Yeah, think about that, though, right? Like, last year at this time, we were looking at the NASDAQ down 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we talk about being in the game and thinking from a long-term perspective from investing. This is what we're talking about. In 1 year, you watch something be down 30%, and now come back a year later, it's up 27% with, you know, good signs of showing that there's still more growth to happen.
Which was the ideal time to buy? Like, if the S&P is down like 14 to 20% and NASDAQ is down like 25%, that's really an ideal time to buy. And that's why I always tell everyone who's listening, like, don't get dissuaded by the news to not invest. Like, when things are at its worst and you're hearing all the negative news, that's an ideal time to buy. Like, and most importantly, it's just consistently buying and blocking out the noise is more key than anything. Because I hate when people are incredibly optimistic to buy at the top of the market, and I'm like, that's not the time to buy. Last year was the time to, like, load the boat. We're in a cycle of acquisition. And now that, you know, AI has become like the new NFT or new crypto rally, as a result, the market has went up a hell of a lot. So, but the biggest lesson I want everyone to take away from this is, pick four that you love, hold on to them for dear life, and pour money into them every month.
Do it.
Put it in chat. Investing is easy.
Yeah. Also, if anybody remembers, I'll go back to this again. The presidential cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we spoke about this. We spoke about it like three different times. Mm-hmm. Put yes in chat if you remember when we spoke about the presidential cycle.
No, that's copyrighted, Rashad. No, go ahead.
Drip
report by Dunlap coming soon. No,
so, yeah, we spoke about this, and it's crazy because during the historical information for the presidential cycles, the second year is usually the worst for a stock market, second year of a presidency.
Yep.
The third year is the best.
Chef's kiss.
And then it kind of cools off a little bit going into the fourth year. So it's crazy because that's actually what is happening.
Yeah.
And it's almost like right around the time. It was like, you know, around like early spring.
First quarter.
To late fall. is the bear run, like I mean a bull run, like a really big bull run historically. It's actually played out exactly how history has dictated in the past.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy if you think about it, because we actually spoke about it.
Many times, a multitude. I think even Caleb talked about it as well. One of the guests, maybe Peter talked about it as well.
And we went over the chart, your chart guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. JC, shout to JC. Yeah, he went over it as well.
He went over the chart. He actually showed the chart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, hey, this is not a bull run. This is not a bull run. There's going to be a bear market coming. And he's showing us otherwise and saying, look, I don't make these things up. I'm just looking at the data and what it's showing. And the data has been correct thus far.
Here's the thing I want the audience to know. Also, July is like one of the best months to buy stocks as well. So like even in the first 15 days, like we should get a nice run. But like most stocks that are publicly traded and most funds that buying them are buying them in like long only strategies, meaning they're not shorting. So even when Apple hit, we'll talk about it later, the valuation of $3 trillion, some people was like, well, should we short it now? And I'm like, for what? When 90% of the funds that are buying it long only. There are some stocks you could short. Like if you look at the worst performing stocks, AP, Etsy, CVS, Truist Financial Corporation, you can short those. But the ones that are printing 50%, 70%, there are funds that are only putting money into them on the long-term side. And the same cycles that you see like in, let's say the NBA, there's only maybe eight or nine teams historically that are going to win titles year over year. You want to act as if that the Indiana Pacers have a chance to win. Shout out to Indiana Pacers. This is my hometown, right? Or home state. But the Pacers not win a title this year. So in the same fashion, these same cycles work over and over again. There's best months to buy, best months to stay away, best months to short. It is your job to follow the information here and take advantage of it so we can make you money.
I will say this also, that remember when I said a while ago when tech was going crazy, right after the pandemic, and I'm like, this is overinflated and it's going to come down. Mm-hmm. And right after that, it came down. I don't think we're at that point now, but we're fastly approaching. You have to understand when things start to not make sense anymore and when something's not sustainable.
Even AI.
Well, AI is here to stay, but I'm just saying, yes. Just the hype around it for companies to just go up 58%, 120%, it's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
This is not. So we will see a pullback in tech.
Yes.
For sure. For sure.
And I will call it on one of pre-recorded shows.
Huh?
I said I will call it on one of pre-recorded shows. Can we open La Marina back up or something? Boy. Hey.
So I say that to say, just you have to be patient. I know if you missed this run, I mean it's not like you can steal it, but you never want to buy high. You never want to buy at a 52-week high. That's important.
That's the law.
Unless you're dollar cost averaging, then it doesn't matter. But if you just want, you don't want to try to time the market and put money in it at the high. So you will have an opportunity to put money into the market, but you just have to be patient.
It's true.
You must practice patience.
It's true. I'll be like 100% transparent. Like this Tesla run that it's been on over the past 2 months, I wasn't in, and I've been trying to like just be patient with it. Like I have shares of it. Obviously, I'm making money on that side, but you know, I like to do like leaps in the options game, and the timing hasn't been right for it. And so I just got to be patient. Running
away.
Yeah, it's just been every time I'm like, nah, this ain't it. Yeah. This ain't the time. This ain't the moment. But that's something you have to learn. Like there have been times in the past where it was like, I'm gonna catch this thing on the way up, and then it goes up, and then
it slides
huge,
down.
Huge slide.
60%, yeah,
you're right. And so this is one of those times where experience and patience and discipline comes into work, and now it works in your favor. It's like I'm happy for everybody that is in Tesla. Like it's a company that I believe in. It's why I have shares in it.
Yep.
But watching people like win is like that's dope, and in the back of your mind, like.
Damn, I wish I would have caught that one.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's great. I missed it, but that's cool. I got to be cool with that. I'll have wins because we're in this game for a long time.
Yeah, and for those who are investing long term, just hold on for 10 years. Block out all noise. One of the biggest mistakes I see people is taking in too much information, trying to get a confirmation bias one way or another. When if you just let the equity sit in your portfolio and add to it, you'll have way, like, how many people do we know that probably have been watching the show for a year and a half, 2 years, and still haven't executed yet because they're afraid or taking in too much information, when you could have just had the gains if you would have just applied the information? So my biggest suggestion to everyone, I mean, even, and the reason why I love Apple, and when they even close above the $3 trillion valuation, like, they're still printing amazing gains. Like, if you have a big, so for those of you who have more money, let's say you want to put 100,000 into the market, 500,000, you're like, where's the safe place? Apple's going to give you the slowest and smallest drawdown of any big company, and you'll still be able to have predictable gains out of that. So if you're working with a smaller account, you may want to pick something more volatile, if you will, to try and get a gain there. But if you have less money, index and Apple are a safe way. So regardless of any market, as Jim Cramer would say, there's a bull market somewhere.
My graduates from my school, being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.